Take RFM Dunedin with you wherever you go, with podcasts and live streaming of Primo local content. Download the Access Internet Radio app for free from Google Play and the Apple App Store.
This programme was first broadcast on RFM Dunedin and made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Hello and welcome to Moffside episode 7. I'm joined today in the studio by Oban Hawkins, Darren Hart from the futsal team for Southern United. We've got Hulls over there in the corner. How's it going, Hulls?
Good, thank you. Good to be back.
And talking about good to be back, look who's back. Back again. Leds is back. How's it going, Leds?
Fantastic, Shu. Great to be back.
I wasn't
sure if I was going to be invited back, to be honest, but
it was touch and go, but
yeah, I seen that. Well, I seen an updated cover picture on Facebook yesterday that I'm not going to lie, it was hard to look at.
But things move on.
Yeah.
And
let's move past that.
But you've been really busy, though. What have you not
seen? I have, yeah. Well, the school holidays at the moment, and school holidays work-wise, is always quite hectic. It's kind of the best and most busiest part of the job, because obviously it's a lot of, like last week we had the academy down for 3 kind of full days of a camp. So it's a lot of time on the pitch with the boys. And then this week's holiday programme in the Edgar Centre. Unfortunately, the weather didn't hold off. But yeah, we're in the Edgar Centre. So a lot of time on the pitch, doing some coaching. Less emails and admin, which is always a good thing. But yeah. Nah, it's been pretty busy. But I made sure I was here today. More important.
Yeah. So a bit of coaching with the academy, a bit of coaching with the skills centre in the Edgar Centre.
Yeah.
And of course, pre-season.
Yeah.
How's that going?
It's good, yeah. I think we're smack bang in the middle of it at the moment.
Yeah.
We played a friendly against the Utes last night again. They're obviously off the back of a really impressive performance up in Wellington.
Yeah.
Just narrowly missed out. But again, more important stuff than results, especially at that age, like Cam mentioned last week. But yeah, played against the Utes last night. Night off tonight, thank God. And then just got a light session on Friday ahead of our first proper friendly against Tasman on Saturday.
I think that was a great result though for the youth. You just mentioned that though. I mean, Cam said it was a good performance, which is great, but also 1-0 up at half time, and then they managed to lose that narrowly, so they weren't getting spanked by essentially the LA Academy side.
Yeah, so again, they've, like, it's a full time academy set up there all year round. They've to pick up the best players at that age group in the whole country, so for our boys to go up and put it to them the way they did is quite impressive. And again, Cam mentioned, I was kind of talking to the boys last night, that there was long periods they had to sit in and defend, and saying there's absolutely no harm in that, because, you know, that's a big part of the senior team as well, that you have to be able to do that ugly side of the game as well. So getting boys ready for that, to make the step up, so no harm in it. And they have another tough game on Saturday or Sunday,
against Auckland
City. Tough start, but nah, but the boys are looking good. Looked good again last night. So, and again, as Cam mentioned last week, really, really young squad.
You know, amazingly young.
Yeah, 5, maybe 16-year-olds.
Yeah,
who have another 3 years at the youth cycle. So, it's good.
I know Ben Cipolla, because I've worked with him on courses and stuff in the last year. Got to him quite well.
So yeah.
Lovely guy. He's actually a regular viewer of the show as well, so he'll be listening in.
Brilliant. Shout out to Ben.
One of the things that Ben and I definitely agree on is one of the best midfielders in the National League last year. We both thought it was you when we had that conversation.
I wasn't expecting
nobody
this
else
show.
Thought that at all, but
nobody in the whole country.
I now use that as a gauge to see who actually knows their football, to see how high they rate you in a list of National League football.
Well, I'll take you and Ben, I'll take that. That's enough for me.
Sweet.
Thanks, Stu.
So the youth got Auckland City again on Saturday. That's going to be a difficult game. Women's side, talking about Auckland City, they lost to Auckland City away on Sunday. But we've got to the stage now with the National Women's League side where losing away to Auckland actually is disappointing. Rather than it being inevitable and it's, oh, you know, how long was it, 5-0? We've got to the point now where it's like, oh they lost, that's a shame, because yeah. you've got a feeling that they could.
Yeah, I think that's the case all over the board with the four teams, to be honest.
Yeah.
Again, this is my fourth season, and even Jay had mentioned that last week about it's no longer just, oh, we're playing Southern, that's 3 points.
Yeah.
You know, it's completely different. And as you said, like, for the women's team to be disappointed to lose out to an Auckland team who, again, have a much bigger budget and population to choose from and stuff like that is, it's just kind of easy to see how far we've come.
Yeah.
You know, the futsal, the youth, everyone has taken massive steps forward in the last couple of years, which is great. So
yeah. It's
about keeping that going.
So we've got you down now. You're a midfield meister for Southern United, academy coach. Program coach for kids and holiday programs.
Yeah,
but you're also, not a lot of people know this, an original songwriter. And Danny's very kindly done a reworking of Celtic Symphony by the Wolftones, and he's reversioned it with lyrics that really fit the Southern United team. And played it to me last night, sent a chill down my neck. It's really emotional. And we'll play. Well, Danny's agreed that he's going to sing that before the end of the show. So, looking forward to you singing that a cappella version, a little bit hip hop.
So emotional.
At the end of the show.
Yeah, I think we'll all get involved. We all know the lyrics.
So. Yeah, we all know the lyrics to that one.
Yeah.
So now we're going over to our guests. How's it going? I just want to get a bit closer to the microphone there.
Yeah, good morning, Stu.
How are you?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Yeah, and we've got Darren as well.
Hey, Danny.
So the futsal is back on this weekend. So you've had, a fortnight off from competition?
3 weeks.
3 weeks off from competition. Has that been long? It's really flown by. And now we've got the second part of the travelling, or the first part of the travelling series, and you're in Wellington Saturday and Sunday. And who are you playing?
We're playing Capital and Central. So Capital's the team from Wellington.
Get a wee bit closer on.
Central's the team from Manawatu.
Yeah. Okay, and how's the league looking like? Are you joint top?
Not anymore, since, because the other sides up north played their regional series last weekend.
Yeah.
So there's another however many games have gone in. So we're, if you look at it now, we're a long way off the top, but it's because they've all played formal games and us. So
you've got four games in hand?
Yeah, effectively now.
The football's amazing, isn't it? Yeah. Okay, so but you have got Central and Capital.
Correct.
And those two teams play a big part in how the league's going to fire and look. So they're big rivals for the title, surely, along with Canterbury.
Central's probably struggle a touch. Capital have always pretty much been in the semi-finals for the last 4 or 5 years. So it'll be interesting this year. Waikato's had a really good showing. So traditionally they've just missed out in harsh circumstances. We've normally sort of not been friendly to them by either losing a game or winning a game in the last game up of the series, which knocks them out of the semis. But with them doing so well in that first chunk, it probably means they've put a very good chance of them making the semi-finals. So it probably means that one of those big four that have always been there over the last 3 years will have to vacate a position. So it'll be quite interesting to see who it is. So Capital will be well up for this weekend, so we have to be, just because it'd be nice to have some points in the hand before you go up there. But
yeah. And then what's the next round after this?
Auckland. So it goes for the national
the
series.
The big ones.
Yeah, so then we play all four teams that we haven't played at all yet, and then go to Wellington to do the same, and then they tack the semi-finals and the final on the end of that Wellington weekend.
Yeah, so you get a lump of four games, a lump of four games, a lump of four games.
So it's 4-4-2, effectively, but the two games get tacked onto the end of the final series, so we'll play four this weekend, four in Auckland, and then potentially six in Wellington if you're in the semi-finals and final.
And Obes, congratulations on being selected for the Futsal Whites.
Nah, cheers, Stu.
How does that feel?
Oh, amazing. I was really 50-50 on whether I was going to make it. I thought I was quite on the borderline. And then I was actually at a Bible study, and my friend from the team was texting me. He's like, bro, pick up your phone. I was like, nah, I can't. And then I walked outside, picked up his phone, and he's like, oh, how are you going? Yeah, good bro, good futsal on the weekend, We got a New Caledonia, and I just started sprinting. I just started screaming.
Yeah.
So happy. I'm stoked.
That's a really amazing achievement. Well done. Cheers. And so, of course, you've now got heaps of all white, futsal whites branded NZF football gear and stuff. Have you? And to hand out to your mates.
I do. A lot of my mates around the hall are wearing NZF track pants.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I think.
What hall's that, by the way?
I'm at Carrington Hall.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I think yesterday, three of us turned up to dinner, all rolling in with New Zealand football track fans. So yeah. Pretty cool.
Excellent. Okay. But of course, both yourself and Darren are involved in the 11-a-side version of the game as well, the beautiful game. This season, you've both been playing and coaching for the university side. And you've also won a major honours in the 11-a-side game as well.
Yeah. Last season I played for Birkenhead United, and we won the Chatham Cup.
Yeah.
Last year, that was amazing.
No mean feat there. Nah. Against Western Springs.
Western Suburbs.
Western Suburbs. Coached by Ben Sapola, of course. He's watching the show. Hi, Ben.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. So you're still what? How old are you?
I just turned 19.
Just turned 19.
Yeah.
And you had an international call up, and you won the Chatham Cup.
Yeah.
There you go.
We need to sort our lives out, don't we, really? That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. And this season, of course, you played for Varsity in the regional leagues, the South Island League, and played midfield for them. So, just a general question to the both of you. How does futsal and football majorly differ?
I'd say a big part is the amount of touches you get on the ball.
Yeah,
I feel like football, you can run around for ages, you can show, you can do all this hard work and not touch the ball for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whereas futsal, you're on it every 20 seconds.
Yeah. But then you get time off on the sidelines because you're rolling subs. And
yeah. But when you're on the court, you're on the ball, like, all the time.
Yeah, but that's pretty surprising because, obviously, I was working at the same club as you in the winter, and in the actual big pitch, that's what you do as well. You're just always on the ball and always buzzing around. So you've gone from doing that from 90-minute sort of big sections to just...
Yeah, five-minute slots.
Yeah, high intensity. Would you agree, Darren?
Yeah, I mean, I think the big thing is the risk-reward factors are hugely amplified in futsal. Like, if you make a mistake in football in the middle of the pitch, you're probably going to recover it. You know, people drop in behind you. If you make a mistake with futsal, three steps later, they're right in front of the goal. And so I think the rewards for beating players and the rewards for getting around things are that much higher as well. So it can be much more frantic, but I think people have to think a lot more about risks and dangers probably when they're playing futsal, because you might only be on for 3 or 4 minutes and it's as high intensity as you can and your heart's racing and then you go off and you come back on again, whereas I guess you can have big periods in football where you can be a bit more measured and you can hold on to the ball or you defend for a bit. And so with futsal, it's kind of full bore and then you come off again and you just rotate through. So I think it's a different kind of fitness, it's a different kind of mentality. Your brain has to work in slightly different ways just because of that. If you sit on the ball for too long, you'll get caught, people press you. But it's good. I think you can take that from futsal and go back to football and be a lot more comfortable in high-pressure situations because you're just used to operating in that way.
And on the sidelines then, as the coach, are you thinking more about how you're going to make your rolling subs? Is that much more of a tactical part of it?
Yeah, I think you're really just trying to balance teams out, and it also depends on what's coming on the other side. Like, if you know your opposition have got a really strong four and they've got a really weak rest of the team, you might just put your best four defensive or holding players on just for a couple of minutes while they run themselves out, and then as soon as they go off and their weaker players come on, then you'll put on like a shock core of players who you know can sort of overrun them and things like that. You're trying to balance the blend of players. If you put four players on who are all crazy high risk takers, you're probably going to struggle. So it's a blend of having some people you know are going to sit in just a touch, some players you want to go and beat people and that kind of thing. So a lot more about that than trying to change tactics or anything in the game, because when you're subbing continually, it happens naturally, the little change in how you play, really.
Yeah. So rolling subs in, that's a big difference between futsal and 11-a-side. And also, we were talking earlier outside, the accumulated fouls rule. That's obviously a little bit of a difference there. But you can use that as a coach and as a player tactically in the game?
Yeah, I mean, it hugely changes the game when your opposition runs onto five fouls, because all of a sudden they just won't touch you.
Right.
So previously, where you might be getting situations and people are rough and they push you around and stuff, you get to five fouls, you give it to someone at Oban who runs at someone and he knows that they can't foul him, they can't really touch him. And I mean, you'll probably say it makes life a lot easier when you're playing a team that's on five.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So it's a little bit like more like touch rugby in that respect, when you're all rugby league, when you have the turnovers after a certain amount of stoppages.
Yeah, I mean, and by no means 10 metre penalty is going to be a dead set goal. It's actually quite hard to score against a good keeper from that distance, but I mean, it happens when you're on the pitch. So, you know, the opposition could be attacking, they lose the ball, they kick someone, and all of a sudden they'll get pulled back all the way to the other end for a 10 metre penalty. So it does make a big difference if you're sitting on five.
Yeah.
or if you're both on fire. For example, our final last year, both us and Northern were both sitting on 5,000 in a semi-final.
Right.
So no one could touch anybody.
Like a World Cup final where everyone's being really, really cautious. And,
yeah, it was just the risk levels were through the roof. So
yeah.
Can I just say, I've also seen one of the worst tackles I've ever seen in futsal. The camera's just died, that's all right. Yeah. Your game where Arnon got absolutely wiped out. If people haven't seen it, Arnon, I think, does well to try and jump and avoid it, and I think that stops him getting injured, essentially, because how on earth he walked away from that tackle? It was essentially on your feet, wasn't it, Darren, on the touchline? Arnon basically does a somersault, because this guy clean sweeps both of his feet out. Straight red card. I've never seen anything like it. And it's I don't know how Arnon walked away from it, to be honest.
You'd have probably played against him when you were at National League. He used to play for Canterbury United as a left or right back.
What's his name?
Danny Boys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. It sounds familiar, yeah.
Say that. Yeah.
You're not actually allowed... Are you allowed slide tackle in futsal?
Yeah.
You are?
You can slide, yeah.
You didn't
yeah.
used to. About 5-6 years ago, they changed it.
So really?
You could slide block for a while, and then you can tackle, but now it's open, so...
Full on.
Does it ever go off? Do you ever, like, literally get, you know, people just, you know, squaring up eye to eye looking for fisticuffs, or is it just a little bit more genteel than that? I don't know.
Us, probably not. Other teams, I have seen it happen.
Yeah.
I think my semi-final, I think it was 2 years ago, after the final whistle had gone, one of the Capital players went through one of my players, and then like, it was all go. That's pretty funny. He got a red card.
And with red cards, though, you can substitute back on?
2 minutes.
2 minutes.
So 2 minutes or a goal. So if you have someone off, you have to play with three players on the court, outfield players, for 2 minutes. After that 2 minutes, you can put someone else on. If the opposition score, then you get a player immediately on. So the idea is not to penalise you too much.
Yeah.
So if you score from it, that's sort of advantage over, and you can get a player on.
If you do get someone sent off, is it literally like the three players just drop in, just protect the goal for these 2 minutes?
It depends on where you are in a game. If the opposition's winning, like, through by a couple of goals, they'll just probably use the 2 minutes and just keep the ball.
Yeah,
it just wears down another 2 minutes. If they need to score, then they'll try and really press on and try and score. But yeah, the three just have to kind of run like.
I can't imagine anything more frustrating. Like, if you're losing by a couple of goals and you get someone sent off, and it's just they just keep the ball from you for 2 minutes, that's when the red cards would come from.
To a rondo.
Here you go. Just have this.
So, I mean, I guess you could do that. I mean, just a lot of rondo play would be how you would practice, for presumably.
Yeah, it's similar to when you play fifth man,
if
people do. So when you just put the player up, I mean, there's not much you can do as a three if the opposition just want to keep the ball for 2 minutes, to be fair, because as soon as you chase out, you open yourselves up and you're probably going to let go.
Stay compact,
anyway,
I guess. How many times have you heard that? Stay compact.
Stay compact, yeah, that's our motto.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay, well, let's move on to the competitions. Okay, so the competitions from last week, the question relating to the video was, which was the team that won the FA Cup final that Lindsay reffed in? And the answer to that was Chelsea. And the winner to that was Tom Fittle. So, Tom Fittle, you finally have actually won one of the competitions. Well done. And the prize, of course, was those two chipped Southern United mugs.
Dirty or clean, your choice.
Yeah, you can have them either way. I'm sure Tom might even go for the dirty option. And this week's competition is related to what we've just talked about, but I also put up a rules of football video on our site. And the question is, after how many fouls do you win an accumulated free kick for a foul in futsal? Okay, so it's the accumulated free kick rule. You get a direct free kick after a certain number of fouls in futsal. What's that number? Okay, so I'm looking for the number that the free kick is awarded on, not the number before. You see what I mean? Okay, thanks a lot. And I should also mention the Arsenal shirt that I'm wearing this week. So this was given to me by the varsity reserves side at prize giving. And of course, if I turn around, it can reveal that it's got Moffside.
It's just plugging for people to go watch the YouTube video.
Yeah,
more and more, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. But
you
also,
will not want to miss this.
I can also say that it's Moffside on OAR 105.4 or or.org.nz. Hashtag listen local. Brilliant. Nailed it again. Okay, so we mentioned so futsal's on this weekend. Who have the women got this weekend? They've got Auckland's. No, they had Auckland City.
Women have got a bye this weekend. That's so going to be hopefully working on some fitness.
Yeah.
Couple of knocks over the weekend. Emily got a concussion in the game, so she'll be recovering.
Concussion in the game?
Yeah, so she went off after about 5 minutes. So there's a little bit of recovery going on in the team.
Yeah.
So I think the bye's come at a good time for us.
Yeah, because she's been moved down to central midfield, hasn't she? Because normally she plays as a striker.
Yes, correct.
But she was playing central midfield, and what I have seen of them so far this season, I thought she was doing really well there, like playing as a number 10.
Yeah.
But she's been sort of, you know, just buzzing around and being a nuisance. So
yeah, basically. Be a shame. Yeah. So she's apparently doing a lot better. Shout out to Emily, who's hopefully on the mend.
Yeah, get well soon, Emily.
Yeah. So
mind your head. Don't do anything to damage your brain cells.
No, so that's the unfortunate thing, I guess, about concussions is you have to be out for a minimum of 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, she can't even train for that time.
Yeah.
So hopefully she'll be back and ready to go.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can maybe have her back for one of the doubleheader games because we have like 2 games in 3 days.
That's right.
At the end of this month.
Yeah.
Hopefully she'll be able to be back for one of those.
You'll definitely need her back for that because it's grueling.
It really, yeah. Well, I can't even imagine how you guys do it in futsal with like 4 games in the space of 2 games, 2 days. Sorry, I just think that's unbelievable.
6 on that last weekend
that
we had previously.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's a short, sharp thing for you guys, but the doubleheader weekend, that is 2 90-minute games over the weekend.
Yeah.
It's tough.
I would hate to be your kit man. Just thinking about that. Having to wash those kits.
I think you're speaking to the kit man.
Yeah, it's a double drop, James.
Though,
kind of like, yeah, it is challenging. You finish at like 8 o'clock at night, and then you have to kit ready for 9 o'clock the next morning. So.
Just go searching around the town for a laundrette and stuff.
Hotel. Most of the hotels we're in normally have them, which is the only saving grace. We just like buying little sachets of washing powder and stuff.
I'm
not
done,
so. Yeah.
Wow.
So, who's doing the strength and conditioning for the women? Is Stevie doing it for them as well, or he's just working in the men's?
Just the men's, because we train at the same time, you see.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, it's quite difficult for them to do both teams, but yeah, predominantly the men's team.
See, I noticed the Stevie lad's got quite a decent left foot, hasn't he?
To be fair, I was going to give him a bit of a plug today, because he is one of the avid listeners, but he actually asked me yesterday. He said he's struggling a little bit for like social media following.
Yeah.
So we had a bit of a coach's crossbar challenge yesterday at the Eger Centre. And he's hit an absolute peach with his left foot.
I saw that.
Yeah, straight off the crossbar. And he asked me if Holly would be able to edit it into the YouTube version.
And it's going in right now.
Yeah.
Boom.
There you go. Right
it's
there.
Here. Yeah. Wow, what an amazing crossbar hit.
And I'm sure you'll agree that was a great one there. And all the kids went mad afterwards.
Yeah. So a little coach's crossbar challenge during the break to keep the kids entertained. Yeah.
Yep. And of course, other big news talking about crossbar challenges coming to town. We also have the great, fantastic news that we have Juan Pablo.
Don't stir, I might cry.
Angel.
Don't get her started.
Villa legend and Colombia legend as well, to all the Colombians out there.
Shout out to the Colombians.
I'd normally do a shout out to the Colombians, but it's a little bit more kind of hush hush in this. But so he's actually coming to Logan to open it, and we're hoping to have a little offside exclusive chat to him as well. On the pitch, doing some bits and bobs, maybe a few little sort of crossbar challenges. One that we want to sort of see if we can get him to enter into. Leds, do you know anyone who might be keen on that? Challenging Angel on the crossbar challenge.
Well, to be fair, Stevie's put his name forward.
Stevie has,
after that strike.
Yeah.
I think it's fair we get like a couple of representatives from each team,
yeah,
and that
so.
Can be open to coaches as well, Darren. If you
brilliant,
if you want to come down in your Norwich shirt.
Is that a futsal crossbar? Or?
yeah.
Well, it was actually a futsal.
Yeah, it was. It was closer size to a futsal goal than a full goal.
Yeah,
so sorry, Stevie, it actually doesn't count.
Yeah. Yeah, so we've got a few ideas about that as well, so we can possibly do a couple of other sort of like things with Juan. He's a great ambassador for the game. That's going to be great to have him come down. Yeah. Unfortunately, he can't make the show because he's not going to be here on Thursday at this time, or if he is, he's doing something else. So.
No, we've not had the flight times confirmed with FIFA yet. It's most likely that he'll be landing in Thursday afternoon and he will probably just want to sleep.
Probably, yeah.
I'm assuming he's coming from Europe, so...
Personally, I don't think that's good enough.
Exactly, he could be on my
side.
Do
not diss Juan Pablo Angel like that.
Let's remind ourselves, of course, who's your favourite team, Holly?
Oh, just in case people want to wear Aston Villa.
Aston Villa?
Yep.
So if there's anyone out there who wants to donate an Aston Villa 105.4 Moffside shirt to Holly, you'll be in the market for that kind of thing, I would presume.
100%. It would genuinely be the best gift I will have ever received.
Okay, and let's all look to the camera and just... down the lens. It's happening.
It's happening right
to
now.
To be fair, Holly has some bragging rights this week.
Yep.
Against Darren. You're a Norwich fan, Darren?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to say, just based on that they spent over the close season, though, I think they could probably send you an S&P shirt yourself.
It was like 120
million or something,
wasn't it? Oh, see, so this is the only argument that I'm going to have here. When we lose a game, it's, oh, you're going to do a Fulham, you spent 100, 120 million, I can't believe you're going to do a Fulham. But then as soon as we win a game, it's like, oh, well, you should have won the game, you've spent 100, 120 million. So we're just going around in circles.
That's the way the world works, Holly.
Yeah, so we lose, we deserve to lose. We win, we don't deserve to win. It's just a vicious cycle being a Villa fan. But still, 5-1 against Norwich, I can't. 4-1, 5-1.
Yeah.
Wait till
the end of the season.
That's what everyone says, eh?
Back to the National League then. So have we got another signing announced for Southern United this week?
We do.
We do.
You mean last week, at the end of last week?
End of last week, yeah.
Josh. Josh Sanzusi, yeah, great guy.
Yeah, he's been training with you for a while now, is that right?
Yeah, a couple of weeks now. He came in originally on trial. And to be fair, he's one of them players just trained once,
and it was and like,
let's sign him up, you know, get him, get his signature sharp. But no, he's been excellent. Another kind of threat from out wide, pace, power, all that stuff. So, yeah, another exciting signing.
Yeah, Team Wellington seem to have basically signed all their team from last year.
But
Hamilton Wanderers are making some interesting signings in the market. Jake Butler, is a good signing for them.
Yeah, he's been
a bad one for Waitakere United. I think they've had problems there.
Yeah, he's been fairly good the last, well, since I've been here, he's always been kind of Waitakere's go-to guy in the middle. Again, getting older, but doesn't play like it. One of them players that uses his head more than his feet. You know?
Exactly, he doesn't need
youth
on his side to do what Jake Butler does. Yeah. And of course, Waitakere United announced that Paul Hobbo Hobson is their head coach for the season. Your old mate, Hobbo. Big shout out to Hobbo.
That's a piece I've heard of it.
Yeah, so yeah, they've left that a little bit late, I think, in the season to announce coaches. So it does, I mean, Paul's a great guy. I'm sure he's going to do a good job. He's great with youth players like yourself, Oban. And I'm sure he'll get Waitakere back round to being a dominant force, but he's going to have it's going to be a tough season for them.
It will, yeah. Very competitive year again, I think.
Yeah, it's not great to see, because you know you do want to have all the teams in the league challenging. Hamilton now with the players that they've signed, they don't look like a dark horse now. They look like they've nailed their intentions onto the tree there, but to go for a playoff place definitely.
Yeah, well, I think it's you don't really know. Each year until the first kind of 4 to 5 games.
Yeah.
There's always a couple of surprises. So, yeah, we'll just wait and see. Yeah, we'll just look after ourselves.
Okay, and Leds now, of course, you're going to do that version of Celtic Symphony. So just get your lyrics up. And, no, I'm sorry, Jeff says we're out of time.
Jeff.
That's going to have to wait until next week. So thanks to my guests, Darren and Oban. Holes is here, Leds is here. I'm Stuart Moffat. This is Moffside on ORFM, OAR.org.nz. Hashtag stay listen. No, listen local. Jeff will definitely edit that out. So I think Startup Dunedin's on next. See ya.
Take ORFM Dunedin with you wherever you go, with podcasts and live streaming of premier local content. Download the Access Internet Radio app for free from Google Play and the Apple App Store.
This programme was first broadcast on ORFM Dunedin and made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.